Warner Brothers has become the first major Hollywood studio to adopt the inclusion rider. Parent company Warner Media announced the policy yesterday. Its goal, as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, is to increase diversity behind and in front of the camera.
It was Frances McDormand who introduced the idea publicly when she accepted her Best Actress Oscar last year.
I have two words to leave with you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Inclusion rider.
The concept may have been met with bewilderment at that moment, but it had been in the works for years by scholars and others who saw how little progress has been made in Hollywood in terms of diversity. Attorney Kalpana Kadigal co-authored the original idea. She says an inclusion rider is an addendum that can be put in an A-lister's contract. It stipulates that the cast and crew of a production include women and underrepresented groups, people of color, members of the LGBTQ community, people with disabilities.
This is not a series of quotas. It's a decision that's made for every single member of the cast or every single member of the crew on an individual by individual basis. As an overarching objective, you know, we would like to see the communities that take shape on screen more closely reflect the world in which we live.
Kadigal applauds Warner Brothers for being the first Hollywood studio to make this commitment.
I think it's fantastic news. This is the kind of broad company-wide change that we hoped the inclusion rider would galvanize.
Inspired by Frances McDormand's Oscar speech, some movie stars announced they'd be asking for inclusion riders. Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Brie Larson, and Michael B. Jordan, who worked with Warner Media to create the new policy. Kevin Sugihara, the chairman and CEO of Warner Brothers, says Jordan began the conversation about an inclusion rider during pre-production of his upcoming film, Just Mercy.
Yeah, every effort was made on this project to create as many diverse voices as possible.
A similar effort was made by director Ava DuVernay for her show Queen Sugar, a series with Warner Brothers TV. She hired all female directors, and in a speech at this year's Gloria Awards, she talked about the backlash.
I would invite you to tell whoever is feeling discriminated against to sue me so that I can inversely sue every studio that has left women out of a crew since the beginning of the motion picture industry 100 years ago.
Kevin Sugihara says at his studio, Warner Brothers, along with HBO and Turner, all owned by Warner Media, the inclusion rider will be used for all of their productions.
Which is going to cover all of our television, film, video game, and digital productions. We believe that this is what audiences want. It's the right thing to do. And ultimately, it's just good business.
Sugihara says that commitment includes training future filmmakers and actors in public schools in Los Angeles. He says from now on, all Warner Media productions will include data on diversity for its cast and crew, numbers that will be made public. Michael B. Jordan, who began production of Just Mercy this week in Atlanta, said in a statement that inclusivity was, quote, a no-brainer for him as a black man in the business. His film will be the first production with this formal pledge to diversity. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.